KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and currently 42 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy and windy today, a high of 58. Chance of light rain tonight, a low of 38. And a wind advisory will be in effect this evening through Tuesday afternoon for the KJAN listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report this morning a man wanted on a Union County warrant was arrested Friday morning. 37-year-old Charles Keaton of Creston was taken into custody on a warrant for violation of a pretrial release on original charges of murder in the second degree and dominion or control of a firearm or offensive weapon by a felon. Keaton was being held in the Union County Jail until making his initial court appearance. Keaton is alleged to have shot Christy Herbold during the early morning hours of June 19th during her visit to a residence in Creston. Herbold was airlifted from the scene to a Des Moines hospital where she later died. Creston police said also 44-year-old Hyvis Orleana Thatcher of Creston was arrested Sunday afternoon on two Union County warrants for possession of drug paraphernalia and theft in the fifth degree, along with possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine first offense. Thatcher was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail, where her bond totals $1,300. And 24-year-old Avery Ibbotson of Creston was arrested Sunday morning for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. Creston police received a report Friday afternoon from a woman who said that sometime late Thursday night or early Friday morning, someone broke into her shed in the 300 block of East Street. Two cans of gas valued at $50 were stolen. Saturday afternoon, a Creston woman reported someone cut the fuel line on her car while it was parked in a lot near her residence in the 100 block of Manor Drive. The incident, which happened sometime between 6:30 p.m. Friday and 12:20 p.m. Saturday, resulted in a loss of about $400. One person suffered what were described as minor, non-life-threatening injuries during an accident Saturday afternoon south of Oneida. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Shields told KJAN News the accident happened at 750th or Highway 148 and Jackson Road at around 4:20 p.m. Shields said a white Ford Taurus was traveling westbound on Jackson Road when, for reasons unknown, it went out of control and struck another vehicle that was parked alongside the road while the other driver was taking a break. Ford sustained heavy front-end disabling damage and was a total loss. The driver of the parked vehicle was not injured. The unidentified driver of the Taurus was transported by Oneida Rescue to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. No charges have been filed as of the last report, and the accident remained under investigation. Two Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies who were shot while executing a search warrant late Thursday night in Stewart have been released from a hospital and are now recovering at home. Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright told KCCI in Des Moines that deputies Stephen Henry and Jim Mink, who were sent home Saturday, are doing well and he hopes to have them back to work soon. Deputy Kent Grease, who suffered from powder burns during the incident and was also injured, was released earlier and is also recovering at home. A Stewart police officer was discharged from the hospital early Friday morning. The suspect they were trying to arrest and who opened fire on law enforcement late Thursday night, 52-year-old Randall Comley, was shot at least twice during the incident and was recovering in police custody. Comley remains in law enforcement custody at an undisclosed hospital in Des Moines. Criminal charges have yet to be filed in connection with the shooting, as of last report. The Iowa DCI's Major Crimes Unit said Friday the incident remains under investigation, and it may take several weeks to complete. Sheriff's officials say the pilot of a small plane was killed and the driver of a pickup was critically injured Thursday afternoon in a collision near a private airfield in eastern Wisconsin. The pilot, identified as John Fidelke of DePere, Wisconsin, and who died at the scene, is the brother of Atlantic photographer Fred Fidelke, who is also a part-time announcer here at KJAN. Authorities say the fixed-wing, single-engine plane was coming in for a landing in Ledgeview at around 4:50 p.m. Thursday when it struck the pickup, which was traveling west on a Brown County highway. The driver of the pickup, Patrick Chenard, who is from Greenleaf, Wisconsin, was rushed to the hospital where he was treated for serious injuries. The Brown County Sheriff's Office sent its crash reconstruction unit to the scene near Green Bay. Federal aviation officials are also investigating. Well, this is National Teen Driver Safety Week, and every week parents should have conversations with their teens about the important rules they need to follow to stay safe behind the wheel. The rules address the greatest dangers for teen drivers, those being alcohol, inconsistent or no seatbelt use, distracted and drowsy driving, speeding, and a number of passengers. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of deaths for teens aged 15 to 18 in the U.S., ahead of all other types of injury, disease, or violence. In 2017, there were 2,247 people killed in crashes involving a teen driver 15 to 18 years of age, of which 755 deaths were the teen driver, and that's a 3% increase from 2016. In 2018, Iowa lost 29 young drivers between the ages of 14 and 20 in motor vehicle crashes. Four of those drivers had a blood alcohol over the legal limit, and nine of the young people were unbelted. The Iowa Department of Public Safety and Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau encourages you to talk with your teen drivers about safe driving practices. For more information on teen driving safety topics, see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board will meet this evening at 5:15 in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. Among the items on their agenda is discussion and or action with regard to the Schulberg Campground, the Schulberg Bathhouse, a Schulberg Development Project update, Bull Creek property line assessment, the Bull Creek Schulberg Sunnyside erosion issues, Millett Park Community Gardens, the hiring of a parks foreman, and a flood repair update. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen will talk about efforts to mow while many parks are still saturated, the AMU well fields with regard to seed collecting, and Parks Are Locally Special, or the PALS program. The Griswold School Board will meet this evening at 5:30 in their boardroom at the high school. On their agenda are updates from KPE Architects Estes Construction with regard to district facility projects, as well as discussion pertaining to daycare. New business includes an early retirement policy and information on certified enrollment and the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Program. Members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board are set to meet this evening at 6 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. On their agenda is a Spartan Media presentation, followed later on by discussion and or action with regard to the certified enrollment numbers, approval of the certified annual report, special education report, and transportation report, approval of a memorandum of understanding between the Audubon County Sheriff and Exira EHK, approval of an early retirement plan for 2019-2020, approval of a second reading of board policies, and the Exira EHK board will discuss and or act on items with regard to personnel hires, transfers, resignations, and so on. And the Audubon School District's Board of Education tonight will meet in a regular session. Prior to the start of their 7 p.m. meeting, the board will hold a work session for policy review at 6:30. Both take place in the high school boardroom. On the regular agenda at 7 o'clock is action on a school budget review committee, or SBRC, request for on-time funding, request to use the AC gym for private basketball workouts, and to allow Exira EHK to pick up an open-enrolled student, along with action on early retirement plan. And the board will receive the district's final enrollment numbers tonight, an audit update, and discuss the upcoming school elections, among other matters. The 25th biannual Halloween hike will be held this coming Saturday, October 26th, here in Atlantic. As you follow the trail, you'll hear squeaks, squawks, and screeches along the way. The hike begins at 7 p.m. with small groups departing from the Camlin edition of the Sunnyside Park every 10 minutes. Kids 12 and under are encouraged to arrive early to get their faces painted. The last group will depart at 8:20 p.m. Saturday, and all hikers are welcome to enjoy free tasty treats and warm drinks after their hike. Cass County naturalist Laura Canning said it is not our intent to scare or frighten anyone, but to educate and entertain people of all ages. Pre-registration is required for the free event, but you're asked to call 712-769-2372 to make your reservation. If no one's in the office, leave a message, including your name, phone number, and how many will be in your group and what time you wish to depart on the hike Saturday. The hike is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board. And U.S. Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa has announced that her office will be holding traveling office hours in every county in Iowa through October and November to provide assistance and with case work for constituents. Senator Ernst will not actually be at the traveling office hours, but representatives from her office will be available in all 99 counties across the state to assist Iowans with casework involving Social Security, veterans benefits, military affairs, passports, immigration issues, and other federal programs, and to hear concerns on policy issues important to them on behalf of the senator. Those who are seeking help with a federal agency but unable to attend the traveling office hours can contact one of the senator's offices directly or submit a casework request online at www.ernst.senate.gov. A complete list of all the upcoming dates and locations for her traveling office can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.